Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're thinking that we would quite like another phrase today for you to send to somebody randomly in your phone book. So any ideas on what the phrase you would like to like it to be, then send me a text to 81199. What phrase can we do today? Yesterday we did "What pants are you wearing?" and "I know your secret." If you've got something in your head at the moment that would make somebody go, "Huh," when they received it on a text message, then send it to me, 81199.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Morning, it's Scott. I've just seen the most ridiculous thing ever.
What?
You know those pointless surveys they do?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. This is least deserving celebrity, right?
Okay.
Okay. Blake Fielder, civil servant, whatever his name is, yep. Right? Apparently is the worst husband ever. Right? So he's number one.
Yeah.
Mika's number four.
What, on the worst husband ever list?
Jeremy... he's not married, is he, Mika?
Oh, not that I was aware of.
Anton Deck. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. Anton Deck, Ziggy off Big Brother, and Jeremy Kyle. Oh, and Richard Hammond.
All on a worst husband ever list.
No, I think I've got that wrong.
Because surely Anton Deck couldn't come as
Sorry.
A duo on
no,
the worst
no, no.
husband
Sorry,
ever.
It's only Blake Fielder Civil that's been dubbed worst husband ever.
Well, what are the rest of them?
The rest are just least deserving celebrities. So I got that wrong. So Mika is not a bad husband. Just like to point that out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, some of these texts, I think, are too disturbing to send at this time of day.
What have you got?
I can see you.
That's wrong.
That would freak you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, first text you get in the morning, you're just woken up. Ah! I'd quite like to go for this one. Do you really think you should be wearing that? Think about that. I quite like that.
But that, again, implies that...
It's less freaky than I can see you.
Well, it's up there, though.
Yeah, well, let's do that one, right? So, if you'd just like to get your phone out, please, and if you want to type in, really think you should be... Can you tell I got a predicted text? You can't use that, can you?
No, I can't, though.
Wearing that.
I thought it was meant to be quicker, predictive text.
That was quick! My fingers were a blur then.
Yeah.
Right, okay, are you going to send it to some? Don't send it to my mum again, please.
I won't send it to you, well. Right. I will do this randomly this time.
Right, can you please, because...
Yeah.
So predictable yesterday. Right, okay, so pick someone in my... Right, no, don't look. Just
hang on a
minute.
Go
to the phone book.
Oh, that has actually landed on your mum again.
Well, don't do that.
I've gone on to your people that you've just sent your last text to.
Okay, go on then. Go back. Give it to me.
Yeah, I can't work your phone.
Okay. Right, hang on.
Bear with us.
Yeah. Right, now just scroll down and send it, all right?
Yes, I will.
Do this at home, or if you're on your way to work today. Do you really think you should be wearing that? Don't look at your phone when you send the text. Send it to somebody in your phone book, but don't look at who it is, all right? And then let me know what happens. 81199. Sent?
Gone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now you give me my phone back. I see that you just sent that to Alan Carr. Brilliant.
Thanks. Well, it was near the top of your phone book and random. There
Thanks
you go.
That.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Apparently, there are pictures of Beyonce and Kanye playing Connect 4 on that Hollywood website, the Paris Hilton one, I think.
Are they?
And there are loads of people now admitting that they have been beaten by girls at Connect 4. Jamie played about 30 games of Connect 4 and lost every single game. Nick in Andover's been on saying, "I was beaten by my girlfriend at the Friends Seen It game." See, that's fine. You're probably more embarrassed if she hadn't beaten you, to be honest.
The picture in the sun is great because Kenny's got his hand over his chin like he's very deep in thought.
Yeah.
And Connect 4 isn't that complicated.
Not really, is it? He's making a meal of it, isn't he?
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, loads of people being beaten by girls at sports again, and card games, and Scrabble, and Connect 4. See, right, there's being beaten by Beyonce at Connect 4, right, that's one thing, quite humiliating, right? Paul and Crew has just been on, right, claiming that yesterday he got into some kind of argument, like you do, with an old woman in Morrison's, and she kind of swung at him, and he fell to the floor. Now, that That isn't good, is it? Now, he claims that it was because he slipped on something slippery.
He lost his footing, didn't
he? Yeah, but basically, you've been floored by an old-age pensioner. And that's more embarrassing. You've been beaten up by a girl.
That's worse.
That's worse than being beaten at sports, I think, isn't it?
Old people just get more and more violent.
Now, surely there must be some CCTV footage of that instant somewhere.
Can we have it, please?
If you work at Morrison's, maybe you could let me know if that would be possible to get my hands on, because I would love to see that. Pauline Crewe gets floored by old woman in Morrison's.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is from Dan Crisp. And happy 27th birthday to my gorgeous girlfriend, Dr. Naomi Yarwood. She'll be more impressed that you mentioned the doctor bit than her birthday.
If I was... I'd want doctor mentioned at all times, wouldn't you?
Sounds very posh.
Dr. Scott Mills.
Dr. Scott Mills. If you just start calling yourself Dr. Scott Mills, nobody would really question it, would they? You could just pretend to be a doctor for an hour.
What?
Just start calling yourself Dr. Scott Mills. Nobody will question it.
Won't they?
No. Nobody's ever questioned Dr. Mark, have they?
Actually, there used to be a guy that worked here.
He is a real doctor, by the way.
There used to be a guy that worked here that called himself a doctor all the time, and no one really had any evidence that he was a doctor at all. Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember. Mm. Before my time, he'd been here longer than me.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I think we've chosen the wrong time of day for that text. Do you really think you should be wearing that?
Why?
Because most people are getting the reply back, why? I'm not wearing anything. I kind of forgot that it's quite early in the morning and everyone's pretty much naked at this time, aren't they?
Is Alan Carr naked? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Has he been back on? The one that doesn't speak can't use my phone. Like you. No, nothing.
I just couldn't find your contact list.
Nothing.
That was all.
Are people naked at this time of year? It's too cold, surely.
Yeah.
Are they?
Once you're under the duvet, you warm up, don't you?
Hello, naked people. Someone texted in, how ironic. I texted that last text you sent me to Gok Wan.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Peter Mason.
Hi, Peter. You have given your full name out now, and you're about to tell me that you've been floored by, battered by an old lady.
Yeah.
Okay, when was this?
Well, it was when my kid was in year six
at
primary school, and he's now in first year of sixth form.
Yeah.
So, about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I was sitting on top of this bank watching the sports day.
Yeah.
And he won a race, and I cheered, and this woman thought I swore.
Well, the old lady thought you'd sworn.
Yeah.
Right.
So, she swang for me, and I fell down the bank and was knocked out for about a minute.
She knocked you out?
So you were knocked out by an OAP?
Yeah.
Right. And how did you feel? Are you still humiliated 7 years later?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, though, you didn't want the voice changer used, or did you?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Not that bothered.
Was the bank icy or anything? Was it a very slippy bank? Had it been raining?
No, just grass. It was quite dry mud as well, quite hard.
Right, and she just swang for you?
Yeah.
And you went down?
I did.
Your son must have been so pleased about that. So proud.
Don't remember what happened to him. I think he must have just sort of...
What do you mean?
Walked off quietly and... Scared.
Oh, yeah, because you were out cold, weren't you?
Yeah.
At the time, he's meanie, Scott. I think he knows what's happened to his son since.
Oh, I thought. Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, let's talk about that show, shall we, for a minute? That was on again last night. Gok Wan, How to Look Good Naked.
I don't really watch Gok Wan, I have to say.
Well, I've seen it a few times, and it appears to be exactly the same every single episode.
How does it work, then?
Right, it's basically normally like a middle-aged lady that doesn't feel great about her image. It's not that body conscious. And by the end of the show... They normally put her up on a big billboard in the city centre somewhere with not many clothes on. And then the culmination is normally them going to their local shopping centre with not many clothes on and thundering up and down the catwalk. At which point, Gok goes, "So, my girl, do you look good naked?" And they go, "Yes, Gok, I do."
That's how it is every week.
And it takes an hour for them to get to that.
I'm not really missing out then by not watching it.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's just the same every week. And also, I noticed that for 2008, Gok has started to talk about himself in the third person, which is never good.
That winds me up.
He's invented his own phrases now, like, gocking hell. So, my girl, I'm going to turn you from my girl into Gokarella. What?
Gokarella?
Yeah, that was on last night. There's some lady from Birmingham, and like I said, she was up and down the catwalk a bit. You'd be a bit shocked by that if you just wanted to pop into WH Smith. And then some woman's not got many clothes on, thundering up and down the catwalk at the shopping centre in Dudley.
With Gokwan,
going, my girl, you are Gokarella! Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, I had this email yesterday from Simone in London. See what you think about this, okay? Should she be worried that her new boyfriend has a webcam in his bedroom?
Now,
only just started going out with him, only just seen his bedroom, there's a webcam there. Is that strange?
Now, I think
the lady that works on the team today, Pippa, says that she would be a bit worried.
You have to be very careful here, because I once, in a show with Dave, may have said on air that people who had webcams were all deviants. And there was only only one reason for having a webcam. I then, not surprisingly, got a whole load of abuse back from people who used their webcams for perfectly normal reasons, like talking to relatives in Australia and friends in America and that kind of stuff. So maybe he's all right.
The thing is, right, on Simone's email, you need to kind of give me more details, Simone, and then we can offer some kind of advice. I don't know whether it's a computer set up in the corner with a webcam on top of it, because you get that a lot, don't you? Mm. And a lot of people's computers are in the bedroom, and you get a webcam free with a lot of PCs, don't you? So it could be that. Or I don't know whether it's a standalone webcam, like the ones we've got in this studio webcam. Then you've got every right to be worried.
Yeah,
to
I
be
would
honest.
Say that, yeah.
So maybe like email me back and let me know what sort of webcam it is, and we'll tell you whether he's completely normal or if he's Dirty Den.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
On the Harsh Show, we had Al Murray, the pub landlord, on. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that doesn't speak has just told me something terrible that happened to him a while ago. If you want to listen to Al Murray, pub landlord, again, it's bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The one that doesn't speak went to see him do his live act a while back, right? And he'd been in the pub for most of the afternoon. And
the one that doesn't speak, though, is not the pub landlord. No, although maybe
despite being a
his
pub
job,
landlord.
Yeah.
He's not a real pub landlord, that's just
don't
his comedy
shatter
act.
It.
Sorry. And he does involve the audience quite a lot in his act. Have you ever seen Al Murray live? He's like he's got a proper bar there and he's like, wine for the ladies. He talks to the audience all the time. Thing is, because he'd been in the pub most of the afternoon, the one that doesn't speak, when Al Murray comes on at midnight, falls asleep. And was terrified and still doesn't know to this day whether he was part of the act or not. Because he does involve the audience somewhat. I mean, is there any worse place that you can fall asleep than that? I think not.
He slept for about an hour, didn't he?
Yeah, and you never know whether you're dribbling or snoring or whether you were part of Al Murray the pub landlord's act. He's woke up halfway through when he was doing a joke, going, ah! That would freak you out.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
All right, some unfair texts are coming in, I think. Vicky in Burnley says, leave Gok alone. He's so nice to all the boilers he has on his show. And somebody texted in saying that the lady on it last night was more Gokzilla than Gokarella. Now, I think that's unpleasant.
Gokzilla's a good word, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Gokzilla, my girl! You're not helping build that lady's confidence, though, are you? You know, she's been on a big billboard and she's paraded herself with no clothes on a catwalk in a shopping centre, and then you call her Gokzilla. Be off with you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, a lot of people are saying, beware the webcam man. You don't know that. It might be completely innocent. It just might be on his computer, on the top of it, and nothing wrong there at all. Also, here's another thing we were just talking about, right? People who have webcams, what makes them think, I know, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn my webcam on and I'm going to do a little sexy dance on it. Why would you do that? There's loads of videos online on things like YouTube, apparently, on YouTube, where the people are getting caught like by their mums like walking in whilst they're doing a little sexy dance on the webcam.
The one that doesn't speak, who knows about these videos more than us, and seems to spend a lot of his time watching other people's webcams.
I have seen them.
Would also make the point that the majority of people that do these sexy dances in front of the webcams haven't made the bed beforehand.
No, and they've generally got awful curtains.
So if you are going to do a sexy dance on your webcam, the one that doesn't speak
make the bed
would like
least.
You to make the bed,
don't
just
mean,
in case he stumbles across your performance.
Yeah, it's called the World Wide Web for a reason. People can see it all over the world. You've not made the bed. Some people don't even put sheets on. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, here's something, yeah? I want a little bit of an opinion on this from you.
Okay.
One of my friends has just moved house recently, and his new back garden appears to be some kind of pet cemetery. Well, he was on the phone to me yesterday. See, when an estate agent shows you around a house, they don't show you the graves in the garden, do they? Generally.
No.
Now, the last people that lived there obviously buried all their pets in the garden, presumably after they died.
You would hope.
Yeah. And my mate has got a dog, see?
Mm.
And he thinks that the dog will dig all the old animals up.
I don't really understand this. Well, maybe. Do dogs dig a lot?
Yeah.
Well, they dig for bones, don't they?
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, should you take your dead animals with you when you move house?
What, dig them all up?
Yeah.
And put them in one of those big cardboard boxes you get and add it to the removal lorry?
Some people that I know, they do have like little funerals for their hamsters and stuff, and they bury them in the garden. But if you move, is it not a little bit inconsiderate to leave the dead animals there in the pet cemetery, in the back garden? Should you not take them with you? It's not fair leaving them with someone else, is it?
No.
And also, wouldn't you want to take them with you anyway? Because they were your animals, and you love them enough to give them a decent burial, so why wouldn't you want to take them with you? It's just something that he's a little bit concerned about.
He shouldn't have bought the house, would be my advice.
Yeah, but you don't know that, do you, at the time?
Or
you don't know there's dead pets in the garden. They don't show you.
Patio over the garden.
Is that your answer?
That'd be my only advice.
Well, thanks for your help. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, see, there are loads of people on the text now that fell asleep at gigs. Well, that's fine. That's not that embarrassing, because you just kind of meld into the crowd, don't you, really? It's not that embarrassing. They're not gonna take the mick out of you, are they?
Yeah, but you don't honestly believe that Ali in Southampton fell asleep during a Megadeth concert.
No, that's ridiculous. But, I mean, I've fallen asleep at a gig before when I sat down. I think I fell asleep at Madonna, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did. Oh, she went through that, you know, when she goes through that weird kind of American life. All that rubbish. I fell asleep during that.
but woke up again in time for Vogue.
Did you? A lot of time, it's quite a blessing falling asleep at a gig.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When they start doing
the album tracks.
It's not like falling asleep at stand-up comedy, is it? You'd be gutted if you fell asleep, sat down at an Al Murray pub landlord gig. Because you just think, well, I might have been part of the act. Now, to make the one that doesn't speak paranoid, there are loads of people on pretending that they were there, which is not helping on anybody. I was there. Remind the one that doesn't speak that Al Murray gave him a lap dance. It wasn't pretty. Alan, driving to work. He weren't there, Alan. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Some people, unbelievably, have seen those videos of some sexy dances on the internet and have never, ever noticed how bad their curtains are.
Well, you see,
that's the first thing I notice.
That's the attention to detail that marks you out as special, Scott, you see.
Who doesn't check the furnishings? And if the bed
is
made... That's
the first thing you look at, surely.
It is. You just look behind them, don't you? And if the bed is made, that says a lot about a person. Because when you make a bed, this is the first rule of tidying up. You make a bed, it makes everything look a lot tidier around it. So there's a little tip for you.
What your cleaner does, always make your bed first.
Yeah. So if you are planning to do some kind of video on the internet, make your bed, eh? And maybe change the curtains first, if they're horrible. Because I, and I'm sure I'm not alone, I really notice it.
Also, surely, once you've made the bed, you should put some clothes on before dancing.
Yeah, some people apparently don't even put clothes on when they're making the videos. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Let's talk about my mate earlier who has moved into a new house and appears to have all the pets in the garden buried there from the people who lived there before. Dead, obviously. We buried my horse in my parents' garden 10 years ago. Oh, you wouldn't want to dig that up, would you?
No.
Three dogs, six rabbits, two hamsters and a budgie in there as well. How do you feel handing over the keys to that house, knowing that all that's in there? Also, Scott in Essex has been on. The same thing happened to me when I moved, Mills, and they come round every year and ask to visit on the anniversary of their pet's death.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.